Hey, it's Melissa, and hanging out with me is Joshua Rogers, the winner of Season 5 of BET's Sunday's Best, not to mention the first guy to win. How you doing, Joshua? We are excited.
Yes, ma'am. I'm good, though. Enjoying it, loving the Lord.
So how has your life changed, Joshua, since Sunday's Best?
Well, as you just said, of course, I've been traveling a lot, working. Basically what it is, seeing new places, meeting new people, working with incredible gospel artists. I'm living out my dreams, and I'm enjoying it. I'm loving it. God continues to open doors, and as long as he opens them, I'll continue to walk through them.
Well, we're excited. We're going to be hanging out with you tomorrow, Friday, December 14th, as the Fountain of Raleigh Fellowship brings you here live in concert to the Body of Christ Church. I believe the concert gets underway at 7, doors open at 6:30. So we're going to see live and in person what you have shown us over the tube on BET. And, you know, when you first hit the show and opened up your mouth, I said, that young man right there is going to win it.
Well, praise God. Thank you so much.
You sung so, with such anointing, so effortlessly. It was just incredible. You have such a great instrument, Joshua.
Oh, thank you. Thank God. You know, it's something that I try to keep. That's one thing that my grandma always pushed in me.
Mm-hmm.
She said that the anointing is what destroys the yoke. And without the anointing, we are nothing. So that's one thing that I try to keep. That's one thing that I continue to pray to God for. I continue to fast, because if I lose anything, one thing I don't want to lose is my relationship with God.
Amen. At 18 years old, your mom and your grandma are definitely role models. How is mom doing? I remember during the show, you were like, Mom said, I'm not calling her as much. Something like that, right?
I actually just got off the phone with my mom about 5 seconds ago. So that's actually why I was late. So I do apologize.
You know, that's okay.
You know, they're really enjoying it. They're really loving it. You know, I told the congregation that I was at last night. I said, you know, it's just the thing of trying to balance everything. Everything has changed so much, and I'm traveling so much. You know, you have to be able to balance family time, business time, and personal time.
Right. Amen. Because the family is the first church. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
So, look, being a part of Sunday's Best, we want to know a little inside stuff. We know you had your vocal coach, Kim Burrell, your judges, C.C. Winans, Donnie McClurk, and Yolanda Adams, and, of course, the host, Kirk Franklin. Who was the toughest judge?
The toughest judge, I would have to say, to me, was C.C. And it wasn't because she said so many, you know, like, hard stuff, but it was just because on my end, C.C. was the hardest to get great comment out of. You know, the most she would say to me was, you know, great job, I enjoyed it, you took control of the audience, and we felt what you sung. But I was always looking for that reaction that she gave Michael Lampkin when he sung
right.
Hello Fear.
Right.
And I was just like, dang, man, nobody can't get CC like Michael, man. You know, that was it. Because, you know, and I love CC. God knows I love CC. She has such a sweet spirit. And I just always, I was like, come on now, she's going to give me that reaction at least once. Just one.
So what was the best piece of advice that you probably got during this entire experience?
The best piece of advice would be when they all sung Only What You Do For Christ Will Last. I would have to say that because that is the best thing. I mean, the best thing that anybody can give to anybody. Because at the end of the day, it's like I said before, the anointing.
Yeah.
Is what the yoke. The anointing is what pricks people's heart and brings them to Christ. The anointing is what causes the devil to flee. The anointing is what causes whatever's happening in somebody's body to deteriorate and find someone else to go mess with.
Mm-hmm.
That is the foundation of being a singer, being a preacher, any kind of minister in the Word of God. That, to me, that was the best thing they could have ever said to me, and I hold it dear to me even now, because it's something so special, because it lets you know that if you step out at that very moment, the enemy can come in, he can take you out, and God can pull whatever gift he gave you right back.
Your CD, Well Done, has just been released in stores, right?
Yes, ma'am. It was released this past Tuesday, and it's number one on the Billboard charts.
Congratulations.
Yes, ma'am. I praise God. I gave him a good dance for it last night.
I'm sure you did. Well,
we are
looking forward to hearing you and some of that album, Well Done, and some of the great songs. And now featured on that album are some of the songs that you sang on Sunday's Best. Am I right about that?
Yes, ma'am. It's 7 songs from the show. Pretty much my most highlighted moment. Some of the songs on there are Peace Be Still, We Expect You, God and Me, In the Middle, and I'm Still Standing. Those are just a couple. It's a real incredible album. And if you want me to come and sing it at your church, you can easily book me. Just email me, joshuarogersbookman@gmail.com, or you can call 803-566-0625.
Sounds good. Well, we look forward because we're going to hear some of that on Friday. As the Foundation of Raleigh Fellowship and Pastor Paul L. Anderson bring you here tomorrow, 7 o'clock, doors open at 6. It's going to be at the Body of Christ Church, 4501 Spring Forest Road in Raleigh. Joshua, we are excited. I'm excited. I will be the host for that evening, so I'll see you tomorrow evening, okay?
Oh, yes, ma'am. You sure will. I can't wait to see you.
God bless you, Joshua, and everybody go out and support Joshua. Pick up the CD entitled Well Done. God bless you, Joshua.
Thank you.